The Mongol Derby is a race on many people's bucket lists to compete in. It's the world's longest horse race and it takes place in Mongolia in August each year. Justine Hales is the next candidate that's going to have a crack at this challenging task and she's our special guest this morning on Talking Horses. How are you, Justine?
Good, thank you, Joe. How are you?
Good. What inspired you to want to take part in the Mongol Derby this year?
I've wanted to do it for quite a while. Quite a few years ago, a friend of mine did it and he ran third, and so I've always sort of followed it. And then I guess Annabelle and 80 winning last year sort of egged me on to give it a go. I'm not getting any younger, so if I want to tick it off my bucket list, I'd better get it done sooner rather than later.
Yeah, no doubt the story of Annabelle and Adrian last year winning the race inspired you immensely, and they would have been able to share some really important insights with you ahead of your challenge.
Yeah, they have. They have. They both tried to talk me out of doing it as well, which is quite funny. They said it was the toughest thing they've ever done, but no, they've definitely given me a few insights, and I'm sure I'll be picking their brain some more over the next couple of months.
What were the warning signs that they signalled to you in particular? I know the horses are absolute maniacs. They're wild as anything, and that in itself is very dangerous, and the terrain is tough, and the weather patterns, the journey and the potential of getting lost. What were some of the other warnings that they gave you?
Oh, they just said it's very, you know, it's very hard on your body, very tough mentally, just very draining. And yeah, there's also things like the wild dogs, et cetera, like that, just getting stuck out in nowhere. And yeah, just generally the tiredness and how they felt was just there. That was very, very tough to do.
But you're up for the challenge?
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, you're a tough cookie, Justine. So the training, no doubt you've already started. What does that entail?
I ride at work a bit and do some riding after work and just been getting my fitness up generally. I've done a fair bit of hiking. Today I'm off to Werribee to do a 12K hike there. So just got my pack packed and get used to carrying things like that. But I'll just keep doing a fair bit of gym work and getting myself fit and my body fit. It's, I'm just generally about being fit and prepared to go.
And what about the horses themselves? Completely unpredictable, aren't they?
Yeah, you don't know what you're going to get. You'll pick a horse off the line and it could be really, really slow and not want to go. It could be like a rocket and take off and have no mouth, or it just could give you a nice ride. You never know. Luck of the draw.
Are you having any sleepless nights over this?
Yeah, every now and then I have a little think about what the hell I'm doing. But no, I've put my money where my mouth is now, so I've got to go and do it. So I'll just make the most of the opportunity, I think.
Now, you were recently holidaying at home in New Zealand and I saw some great imagery of you riding a cow. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was at NSX Property in Cambridge and they had a white Galloway cattle beast there and he's apparently broken to saddle, but we were just riding around the arena with a head collar and lead rope and going over a few trotting poles, etc. It was quite funny, just a bit of entertainment, but he was very quiet. He definitely wasn't a fucking bronco type.
How was that experience? It would be very strange compared to riding a horse.
It was. He was quite comfortable to sit on, but he was very lazy and might be a little bit like trying to get one of those stubborn Mongol ponies to go and kick him a fair bit, but no, it was definitely a bit of fun. Had a good time while I was home, went on some good rides and stayed at some wonderful places, had a fair bit of beach riding and things like that, so it was good to sort of vary my training a little bit with a good holiday.
Yeah. And so the lay of the land in Mongolia, have you been studying that? Have you ever been there before?
No, I've not been there. I've definitely been studying a fair bit on the internet and, spoken to people that have done it. My sister's been there too, so she's given me a few little tips about what she's done. She wouldn't have been on a horse when she did it. But, yeah, it's all sort of, there's a lot of different land. It's sort of across the steep, so there's mountains, high country, there's swamps, there's river crossings, and then there's this lovely sweeping sort of rolling hills and stuff. So it's all varying, and I think the weather varies a lot as well. You can go from sunshine to storms quite quickly. So yeah, it's going to definitely be testing on the body.
What a great thing to do, though, Justine, as challenging and potentially dangerous as it is, just to complete the journey would be an achievement, let alone to win it.
Yeah, definitely. It's just something I've wanted to do. And as you know yourself, if you've got something on your bucket list you want to try, or you want to get it done and get it done while you're young enough to enjoy it, and I look forward to going over there and meeting some new people. New Zealand the other day, who's going, and I got a chance to ride him another Mongol saddles as well while I was there. He had one practicing, so yeah, meet new people, and it's definitely be an outstanding experience.
Yeah, no doubt. And you're launching a GoFundMe page to raise funds for the trip?
Yes, I'm going and raising funds for the Peter McCallum Foundation, which is the charity that Kiramar's stable supports. Last year, Aidan and Annabelle raised about $38,000 for that through the gala ball. And this year, we'll have the ball again at the end of July. And I've got the GoFundMe page as well. So Peter McCallum is a cancer research foundation here in Victoria. They do a great job. They're one of the world leaders in cancer research. So it's a good charity to support, and we'll have all been touched a little bit by cancer in some way. So it's nice to support something that's doing some good for the world.
Yeah. So how much time off from running Kieran Maher's Pakenham base will you need to take to compete in the Mongol Derby?
It's about, we'll leave at the end of July and just be back about the 20th. So only about 3 weeks, not too bad.
Kieran, of course, due to injury, was set to compete but missed out. Does he harbour any desires to one day do it?
I don't think he does now.
Yeah.
Speaking to Aidan and Annabelle.
No, exactly. And he's got enough stable representatives flying the flag anyway over there. So from here on in, what's sort of the routine going to be? Will you step up training to another level soon, or are you at the peak of that now?
I'll step up the training a bit the next couple of months, and then maybe sort of not do too much in July. I don't want to be too tired when I get there. I'll go out and do some hunting and a few long rides and things like that. And yeah, generally get fit, but I'm not going to overly stress about being too rock hard fit. You want to go there and still be able to have a little bit of weight on, etc. Otherwise, you'll lose so much weight over there with all the work and without eating. So I don't want to be too light, but you also need to be light enough, because you can only carry a certain amount of stuff. You can only weigh 85 kilos all up on your horse. So there's not much gear you can take with you either.
No. And what sort of riding apparel and gear do you use for this particular journey as compared to a normal ride you might go on?
Just sort of some compression tights and some endurance sort of jodhpurs over top. Your shoes are not normal riding boots. You use ones that you can ride in and walk in, because it's a fair bit of walking, leading your horses around and back to the lines and stuff. And just a good merino, good jacket, and a puffer jacket. Everything's got to be lightweight. There's not much you can really carry. So it's you're probably pretty smelly by the end of it.
And you'll need a lot of courage.
Definitely. I don't think they bottled that, though.
It's either in you or it's not. Well, I know you don't lack it, so all the best, Justine, with this journey. Very exciting. I'm very envious, actually. I think it's wonderful that you're going on this trip, and no doubt you'll be very competitive.
Thank you very much, Joe.
All right, and we'll look forward to hopefully talking to you after it to hear about your success story.
Hopefully it's a winning one.
Yeah, exactly. No pressure there at all.
No, none at all.
And as they say, Justine, in life, enjoy the journey.
I will, definitely. Thank you very much.
Yeah. That's Justine Hales, who will be competing in the 2019 Mongol Derby, which takes place in August.